Our dictation for follow-up visit, Dolores Featherstone, DoloresFeatherstone, date of service is October 17, 2023. And date of birth is 1/14. Sorry, the date of service is October 16, 2023, and date of birth is 1/14/73. Date of accident is 2/20/2023. Ms. Dolores Featherstone is a victim of an automobile accident. The accident occurred on 2/20/2023, where she was rear-ended with two or three spins, and then she hit a parked car. The event led to severe headache along with symptoms of TBI, which are dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ear, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nightmares. And pain syndromes started in the area of neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, especially the right shoulder, both hips, with radiation of pain to the left leg, front and back. And these pains and numbness, tingling have continued ever since, despite all the therapy, which is going on 3 times per week. And chiropractic treatment. The patient has reported pain is between 9 and 10. ADLs are affected 9. She has a difficult time going to sleep. Only 10% relief is mentioned by the patient. Please review the chart for the ADL for system review for rest of the additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 100 over 80, pulse is 57, pulse ox is 1. Pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, which is dated October 3, 2023, dictation number 1009-028. It's a identical findings, and diagnosis remains the same. Plan is to continue therapy, continue laser treatment, continue heat treatment, yoga has been discussed with her, home exercises have been discussed with her, and she is continuing with the use of neck brace, back brace, tense unit, and the traction device has been provided to her for home use. MRIs were done. She is found to have the following finding. In C3-4, C4-5, C5-6 is a disc bulging along with herniated disc at C3-4 with central canal stenosis. Patient is advised to consider having a cervical epidural steroid injections. She is also found to have in the thoracic spine no herniated disc, but only the disc dehydration. She is also found to have a possibility of polycystic kidney and liver, for which she is referred to a primary care physician. In the lumbar spine, patient is found to have a retrolithosis of L4, L5, mild, and posterior disc bulge with mild bilateral facetoligamentous hypertrophy, causing mild bilateral foramen stenosis, abutting both L4 nerve roots. L5S1, posterior disc bulge asymmetric to the left with mild left facet hypertrophy, causing mild left foramen stenosis, abutting left L5 nerve root. The patient is advised to consider having a lumbar epidural steroid injection time 4 to 6 and a cervical epidural steroid injection times 2 or 3 to bring some relief. If the relief is not more than 75%, patient will be referred for a surgical consultation. She is also undergoing a shoulder MRI for the right today. The results will be discussed in a few days. When she comes back, she is now interested in getting an epidural injection. For the medications, she's provided the following medications, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Protonix 20 mg two times a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for GAD disorder sleep, and Pyrazine 1 or 2 every 6 hour PRN for headaches, Lidocaine ointment for topical pain relief. End of dictation. Thank you.